Yeah, and the Bourgeois Nunez clan is just leaving, headed out to the parking lot. Got here early. Good to see them, old duck hunting buddies, and good to see them again. They came by here to Martian Bayou in Mandeville for the spring fling, sale and celebration going on. You never know who you're going to run into here. We ran into Keith Lusher, familiar voice, used to do a radio show, and he's got the North Shore Fishing Report website. Keith, it's good to see you, man. Time to catch up. What you been doing?
Oh, I've been doing a lot of writing, Don. I tell you what. These fishermen here in southeast Louisiana have not only one story, a bunch of stories to tell. I tell you, it makes it really easy for a writer.
Well, it used to be we had magazines and newspapers, and that's where the outdoor writing was. Where is it now?
It's everywhere.
I mean, it's in the air.
Media is everywhere. It's not as big as the outlets used to be, but there's so many outlets, and it's everything's niched down, it seems. I mean, you can get, you know, an outlet that writes specifically about, you know, crappie fishing or whatnot, but it's all the writing jobs are out there. I mean, in the stories that Louisiana gives, you know, just when you compare it on a national scene, when I start to write nationally, it really starts to shine how spoiled we are down here as far as what we have to offer. I'm writing about trips where we decide to leave duck hunting and go catch a limit of redfish. Do you know how absurd that sounds to
it's
the rest of the
country? It's
pretty
unique to the rest of the country.
Yeah.
Absolutely is. Well, Keith, this is kind of the center of your universe right here. Your North Shore Fishing Report kind of concentrates and focus on the North Shore for people who want to fish from Pearl River to Tickfaw and Tangipahoa and everything in between, Lacombe, Bayou Liberty, and even some of the ponds and a little bit of the saltwater action, too, on the North Shore. Are you writing about North Shore?
Of course. I mean, I have the website. I write for Slidell Independent Newspaper, so that demands a weekly report. So I stay up to date, and as you know, around here, it's with the turn of the calendar, everything changes. It keeps it fresh. Trestles are still alive. Speckled trout fishing is good. I tell you what, freshwater, the crappie, I'm starting to say crappie now. I'm writing for a national scene.
Right, right. So they understand.
Say sockeye.
Exactly. On white perch.
Yeah. So the sockeye spawn is just ended. So they've moved back down. I just wrote a story about Mike Long. He fishes the state parks for sockeye. It's less stressed water. We don't really think about going to a state park to fish sockeye, but he says it's wide open, so that's an option for some less stressed sockeye fishing.
What other stories and reports are people going to see on North Shore Fishing Report? What's coming up in the near future?
Well, on North Shore Fishing Report, we always have the fishing forecast, which is I check with all the guys of the local areas, and you know each spot on the North Shore has a one guy who really just has got it down pat. So I get them to write for me. So you can go to the website, and on the top menu, you can click on fishing forecast, and it's refreshed every month. So that'll key you in on some good hot spots and baits to use around here. The articles that I write, it's focused on the reports we get into the website. So those are fresh reports. Always try to like to incorporate a story with my reports to jazz it up a bit. And it's just a niched down fishing website that we cover saltwater, we cover freshwater, and we get the job done.
Well, you made a great adjustment on what used to be conventional media. Now it's totally different, and you've found your niche in it. Stick around. I'm going to talk to a friend of yours, Captain Mike Gallo. He's coming up in just
All
a
right,
second.
Mike.
Keith Lush is with us. If you want to say hello to Keith, just shoot us a text, 504-260-1870. Questions or comments are always welcome. And we'll be back with Captain Mike's report right after this on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. Now, we have a Born on the Bayou report with Captain Mike Gallo as a presentation of CETO. Now, you may know him as AAA on the water. And if you've ever had a breakdown and you need to call and get help to get towed in or fuel brought to you or electrical start or jump, you know what the cost of that is. But you don't pay anything. For $249, that is a membership for a full year, as many times as you need them for whatever you need them. CETO is there. You can call Captain Chris. He's easy to find. 504-301-4545. That's 504-301-4545. Or you can join online at CETO.com. Keith Lusher is with us, and Chris Basie's here. And, Keith, we had a question in from Doug. He wanted to know why Bayou Bonfica, or Bonfuca, pronounce it different ways, is like the Mississippi River, where Bayou Liberty, which actually ties in, is clear as gin. He wants to know from yesterday's fishing trip. That's Doug. And Chris Basie was here. Uh-huh. He had the answer. Chris, if you'll get by that microphone and just kind of tell us what why that situation exists. Go ahead.
Yeah. Further down the bayou towards Slidell itself, you have a shipyard, and a lot of tugs are in and out of there.
Further down the bayou.
There you go. Yeah. Y'all share that mic.
Further down the bayou there towards Slidell itself, there's a shipyard, and there's a lot of tug traffic that goes through Bonfuk itself, and they'll sit there and prop wash up all the mud.
Easy enough to explain. That's why you'd see it. If you see the tugs working, the muddy water's going to be there. Keith, I got a friend of yours on, Captain Mike Gallo. You know Mike.
I certainly do. The scientist of the fishing
the
world.
The forensic fisherman.
Yeah.
Hey, Mike, what's going on over there in Salt Bayou area?
Oh, we gearing up to go out and see if we can catch a nice mess of fish. How y'all doing?
Well, we have a pretty good early crowd here. I see the sun's getting ready to come up. Looks like it's going to be a beautiful day outside, except for maybe those winds. You've been dealing with them this week?
The winds have been challenging, to say the least, this week. Usually, we rarely have it blowing straight down, you know, straight out of the west to where it just ruins all of Lake Pontchartrain. Usually, if it's got some north to it like it does now, or some southerly winds to it, you can get on the north shore or south shore to sort of have some protection. The lake has been producing. It's been a grind. I'll put the trolling motor down, and we'll ease along until we catch one. And then I'll just hang out in that area and stick with it until it plays out, fishing a combination of live shrimp, live shrimp on a drop shot or plastics on a drop shot. Sometimes you might catch six or eight in a spot before it seems to play out, and sometimes it's 20 before it plays out. There's a bunch of freshwater catfish. We're still catching those freshwater catfish. We're seeing more flounder than we have in several years, and we're also seeing some small redfish. It's good to see those redfish making a comeback, and they are. It's not uncommon to go out in the lake and end up with five or six of those, depending on how many people you got fishing.
Mm-hmm. And what's been your best tactic for this week?
Well, the best tactic is try to find clean water and stay out of the wind. That certainly helps. The fish are scattered. Our water temperatures are getting in the upper 60s, so they're really moving around quite a bit. I made a couple of trips to the marsh, and there was fish in the marsh as well. They're in the lakes. So they're really everywhere. It's just, can you move and get lucky enough to find them and, you know, catch as many as you're looking for. Yesterday we made a trip to the Biloxi Marsh. One of my Texas guys is here, and we went specifically targeting redfish, and that worked out. It was okay. It was a grind, but water was really low, was a little stained. You have to fish sort of in the southern portion of that Biloxi Marsh. That northern area has a lot of dirty water coming out of the Pearl. That's kind of made things difficult up in that area. But we were successful. You got to look for areas where there's some grass on the bottom. And it's just starting to grow. And when that grass kind of gets in those ponds, all the bait wants to try to hide in the grass. And obviously the predators will be close to where the prey is. And they'll be around the grass as well. So that was a successful trip yesterday, and we're going to go try to duplicate that again this morning.
Mike, it's Keith here. I've been seeing a lot of reports about flounder. What are you seeing as far as flounder? You think we're in the clear with the return of them?
Well, I don't know that we're in the clear. Most of our flounder are on the small side. I would say 12 inches or under. But obviously they have made a really quick turnaround, and obviously there's another batch of small flounder that have yet to reach a harvestable size from the 2 years of them closing the season. You know, I have faith in our wildlife and fisheries. When the red snapper populations got back strong, they increased the limit. And I wouldn't see why they wouldn't do that with flounder. It may be another several years down the road when they address it, but I could see that limit going back to where it was.
Really? Interesting.
That would be great. Mike, as far as the spawn, are you noticing any eggs in the speckled trout you're cleaning?
I have seen eggs in the speckled trout as far back as 2 weeks. We had a warm-up maybe 2 weeks ago. Then it kind of cools back down. So those eggs are not being hydrated as of yet. But we did stumble across a few trout yesterday, and they had some small egg sacs in them. They're not near as developed as they would be. But I would think in the next couple of weeks we should see that, and it would sort of coincide with most of the spawning that takes place in Louisiana. It may be a little early, and that's not a bad thing if we get a jump start on more speckled trout eggs in the water.
That's a sign that prime time is a-coming. All right, Mike, we got you on my website. If people want to find you on DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com, AAofLA.com, and direct to you. Give us that good old phone number you got, one of the last existing landlines, I think.
Well, Don, if I could, I would like to mention that we're going to have our Sam Barbera Mission 22 Memorial Trip again. I spoke with my webmaster mistress, and she's got my website up and running to take bids on the Sam Barbera Memorial Trip. So you can go to my website, which is aaofla.com, click on the Mission 22 link, and submit a bid. And the highest bidder will get a free fishing trip with myself. And I might have other captains running with us if we get a big turnout like we did last year. And all the proceeds will go to benefit our veterans. So,
yeah, it was a great time.
I appreciate you letting me make that announcement. Other than that, you can find me on DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. As I mentioned, my website is AAofLA.com. Or that reliable telephone, which is 985-781-7811.
When does the bidding end for the Mission 22?
That trip is going to be on April 17th, and we will take bids as long as we possibly can and still have enough time to notify the winning bidder and, you know, set the trip up.
Well, I think it's going to be very competitive. Based on last year's results and the way the trip turned out, it was all great, and we were glad to be part of it with Bayou Wild, and people can actually see the results and find out more about Mission 22 by going back to that episode. Mike, thanks for the report and the info and putting on that very worthy trip for a great cause, and we'll catch up with you next week.
Thank you, Don. We'll talk to you then.
All right, Captain Mike Gallo. All right, I just got this in from Robbie Campo. They're very low on shrimp, so if you're headed down to Shell Beach, you're on your way. You might want to stop up the road, maybe there at on Paris Road at the couple of bait shops they've got there, or maybe even take a trip down to Hopedale Marina, or you can go to Delacro and maybe get some shrimp there, because Robbie will probably be out by the time you get there. All right, we got some more text messages to cover. We also got a paddler's report with Brendan Bayard. They got a special event coming up with Massey's. We'll talk to him about that and also tell you about some more of the goings-on this celebration of the Spring Fling here at Marsh and Bayou's Mandeville location, where you're listening to Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. All right, let me tell you what's going on at Massey's. We're hoping to talk to Brendan Bayard and get a report, but if not, I can kind of tell you what's going on over there. They got a little event that's going to be very nice, where you can learn a lot about fishing and about paddling for your fish. It's called Massey's Professional Spring Fishing Day, and it's going to be Wednesday, April 17th. They're going to have a free hangout from 5 to 6 p.m. There'll be a panel discussion among some of the pro staffers from Massey's, and we're talking about guys like Steve Neese and Jack Hickman, Chris Holmes, maybe somebody from Pugliese. This is the Massey's fishing team members, and they'll be talking about targeting redfish, speckled trout, flounder, and bass with that fishing team. There's also going to be a casting game where you win gift cards and prizes, including some Matrix Shad products. There'll be food and drinks and a 15% discount for everyone. It's at Massey's location in their New Orleans location. They also have a Baton Rouge and a Covington location for Massey's. They got everything you need for kayaking over there and kayak fishing. All right, we got some text messages that are coming in, and we got a little bit of a laugh here from Mike in Bayou Liberty. He wanted to know if there's any specs or go-go for sale here at Marsh and Bayou. And I got to tell you, Specs of Go-Go is a gone bait. There's no more of them. At least you can maybe find some at a garage sale or someplace like that. But it was one of the first soft plastics that came out. It was kind of a worm shape. And they were known for coming in various colors with big dots on them. They had yellow ones with black dots. And I think there was a red Specs of Go-Go with white dots that maybe was one of the more popular ones. But anyway, sorry, Big Mike, no Specs of Go-Go's here. But if somebody knows where you can get them, shoot me a text at 504-260-1870. Got this question in. Don was a Mississippi wildlife official actually cited for hunting turkeys over bait. Crickets, meaning crickets. Well, was this an April Fool's joke? I'm old and slow. That's from Texter 2966. Old and slow, I haven't heard that. I think I would have got word. It probably is an April Fool joke, but I have heard that turkeys are effective for baiting. And speaking of baiting for turkeys, this is opening weekend in Louisiana, and I'm sure by next week for our Bad Boys segment, we'll probably have lots to pick from, because hunting turkeys over bait is a pretty common citation that's written in Louisiana and other states, too. All right, Fred Texas, he said he just turned on the radio and he caught the end of a commercial mentioning St. Rose. What was the name of that place in St. Rose? It must be Boudreaux's River Road Restaurant. That's in St. Rose. I'm sure that's what you heard. Boy, they got some great food over there, too. All right, we have someone, text number 6803. They're moving those floats for the parade in St. Bernard that Robbie Campo was talking about. You might want to avoid that if you're going down to Shell Beach, Hopedale, Delacroix area. Judge Perez Drive is going to have some congestion due to a parade they're having down there in the middle of the day. All right, we got David Hubble checking in from Alabama. He says he's going to be a couple miles from Marsh and Bayou, and he'll be visiting the area for training. He wants his group to stop in and check out the store, and he's going to feel free to message about any restaurant suggestions. Ben, as far as good restaurants really close here, I know you guys get out and eat lunch around the area. What would you suggest for a group that come around here during the day?
During the day today on a Saturday? Let's see.
Well, not today, but it'll be during the week, next week.
Well, next door to us, Cafe Lynn is delicious.
Yeah, that's right next door.
But they are closed today on Saturdays during the day. They're open tonight. Also, a Rusty Pelican. Mm-hmm. On Girard Street is delicious. You got Power Barbecue right here by the trailhead is great. There's a lot of them.
No
Liz's
shortage.
Cafe. There's no shortage of restaurants.
All right, let me tell you what's going on at Massey's. We're hoping to talk to Brendan Bayard and get a report, but if not, I can kind of tell you what's going on over there. They got a little event that's going to be very nice where you can learn a lot about fishing and about paddling for your fish. It's called Massey's Professional Spring Fishing Day, and it's going to be Wednesday, April 17th. They're going to have a free hangout from 5 to 6 p.m. There'll be a panel discussion among some of the pro staffers from Massey's, and we're talking about guys like Steve Neese and Jack Hickman, Chris Holmes, maybe somebody from Pugliese. This is the Massey's fishing team members, and they'll be talking about targeting redfish, speckled trout, flounder, and bass with that fishing team. There's also going to be a casting game where you win gift cards and prizes, including some Matrix Shad products. There'll be food and drinks and a 15% discount for everyone. It's at Massey's location in their New Orleans location. They also have a Baton Rouge and a Covington location for Massey's. They got everything you need for kayaking over there and kayak fishing. All right, we got some text messages that are coming in. And we got a little bit of a laugh here from Mike in Bayou Liberty. He wanted to know if there's any Specs of Go-Go for sale here at Marsh and Bayou. And I got to tell you, Specs of Go-Go is a gone bait. There's no more of them. At least you can maybe find some at a garage sale or someplace like that. But it was one of the first soft plastics that came out. It was kind of a worm shape. And they were known for coming in various colors with big dots on them. They had yellow ones with black dots, and I think there was a red Specs of Go-Go with white dots that maybe was one of the more popular ones. But anyway, sorry, Big Mike, no Specs of Go-Go's here. But if somebody knows where you can get them, shoot me a text at 504-260-1870. Got this question in. Don was a Mississippi wildlife official actually cited for hunting turkeys over bait. Crickets, meaning crickets. Well, was this an April Fool's joke? I'm old and slow. That's from Texter 2966. Old and slow, I haven't heard that. I think I would have got word. It probably is an April Fool joke, but I have heard that turkeys are effective for baiting. And speaking of baiting for turkeys, this is opening weekend in Louisiana, and I'm sure by next week for our Bad Boys segment, we'll probably have lots to pick from, because hunting turkeys over bait is a pretty common citation that's written in Louisiana and other states too. All right, Fred Texas, he said he just turned on the radio and he caught the end of a commercial mentioning St. Rose. What was the name of that place in St. Rose? It must be Boudreaux's River Road Restaurant. That's in St. Rose. I'm sure that's what you heard. Boy, they got some great food over there too. All right, we have someone, text number 6803. They're moving those floats for the parade in St. Bernard that Robbie Campo was talking about. You might want to avoid that if you're going down to Shell Beach, Hopedale, Delacroix area. Judge Perez Drive is going to have some congestion due to a parade they're having down there in the middle of the day. All right, we got David Hubble checking in from Alabama. He says he's going to be a couple miles from Marsh and Bayou, and he'll be visiting the area for training. He wants his group to stop in and check out the store, and he's going to feel free to message about any restaurant suggestions. Ben, as far as good restaurants really close here, I know you guys get out and eat lunch around the area. What would you suggest for a group that come around here during the day?
During the day today on a Saturday? Let's see.
Well, not today, but it'll be during the week, next week.
Well, next door to us, Cafe Lynn is delicious.
Yeah, that's right next door.
But they are closed today on Saturdays during the day. They're open tonight. Also, a Rusty Pelican. Mm-hmm. On Girard Street is delicious. You got Pyro Barbecue right here by the trailhead is great. There's a lot of them. Liz's Cafe. There's no shortage of restaurants around here. That's for sure.
All right. And when you stop in here, David, just talk to Chris and Ben. They're kind of gourmet specialists on restaurants in this area. They can help you out. All right. Let's see. Here's somebody wants to sign up for the Turtle Box. Andy Cuppies on Highway 17 in Pollocksville, North Carolina. Can you sign him up, Ben?
He's got to come in today. That's the whole thing.
You better hurry. You better hurry, Andy. You maybe might want to fly in. All right, here's one that says, Don, you really stirred things up this week. First with Representative Higgins, then with the gentleman from Invest. Yeah, I guess I kind of did. And what this texter, 7662, is talking about, I was guest hosting on a weekday talk show this week, and yeah, there was kind of some dust stirred up a little bit. But if you want to listen to it, go to our flagship station at Odyssey.com, and you can do the rerun thing and rewind, and you can check that out. All right, somebody looking for reports of catching at the Cajun Corral reel out of Cocodrie? If somebody's got a report, send it to me. Got the Weave checking in. He's one of our kayakers. He's going to chase the Lake Pontchartrain Blue Cats today. Should be successful, Weaver. I'm hearing there's plenty of them still there. And we got a good morning from Ohio coming in and says they finally qualify for a resident fishing license. Well, congratulations. All right, if you want to shoot us a text, it's 504-260-1870. We've got a break coming up. We come back, we're going to be joined again by Ben Tiblier, kind of tell you what's going on. If you're just getting up and feel like you want to take a ride over here to Marsh and Bayou, come by and see us and take advantage of some of the special deals and register for some prizes. We're back to do that after this pause on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. Now, to the disappointment of many of you, we will not have a Bad Boys segment today. Sorry to say. It says we just felt like we would give it a break. And given this is the opening weekend of turkey season, now last weekend was a youth weekend, and I was happy to tell you my grandnephew bagged one with a 10.5-inch beard. It was really a great hunt we had, and I'm sure they're going to be singing this morning. But unfortunately, usually the week after the opening day of the regular season, I get a lot of information about people hunting turkeys over bait. And I'm still, if anybody knows anything about that Mississippi wildlife official caught hunting turkeys over baited crickets. Ben, huh? You think that's got to be an April Fool?
I don't know. Crickets?
Well, crickets would work. If you could buy enough of them and you could keep a
lot of crickets.
Yeah, but I think the way the law is written, it's anything that serves as an attractant.
Yeah.
So I guess, the cricket is pretty natural, but if you go put them out there, it's considered baiting.
Right. A couple of hundred crickets in one area is not very natural, huh?
No, but I tell you, it wouldn't take long for a turkey to clean up. Boy, they love the bug this time of the year when the weeds are out and all the bugs start to go. But anyway, I'm sure I'll have some bad boys next week. Right now, we got to take a quick station identification pause. 10 seconds for our local stations to identify themselves on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, well, with Ben Tiblier, we're at his store called Marsh and Bayou. You may know the magazine. It comes out monthly. How long y'all been publishing the magazine now?
My brother's been doing a magazine since 1999.
Wow, that long?
It's been a long time.
That's 25 years.
That's what he's been doing.
He was 10 years old when he started?
He was.
That must have been. Yeah, and he brought you in when you were just a kid,
Yeah, yeah, I've always helped him out, and then we started the store together about 10 years ago. We actually just had our 10-year anniversary.
And thinking back, tell people where your original store was located.
The original store was located in the French Quarter.
Yeah.
We did the French Quarter. Chris started the magazine in 1999 at Sportsman of Slidell. Then it grew to Sportsman of St. Tammany. And then he went to Marsh and Bayou magazine covering all southeast Louisiana fishing and hunting. And then we started the store in the French Quarter in 2014. We were there a little over 6 years, and then COVID pushed us to the North Shore. It just, you know, destroyed tourism down in the French Quarter. So we just made the jump to the North Shore, and we went into the tackle business, and we sell fishing.
What a different clientele. Tourists in the French Quarter to sportsmen on the North
Shore.
That's it.
That's right. Yeah, you know, we have all these locals. My buddy Kevin just stopped in. You saw him going with his boat. Uh-huh. He was going to go he's going to go hit the lake and probably catch some trout on the causeway.
Yeah.
It is great.
Yeah, well, I had my friend stopping, longtime friend, the Bourgeois Clan. Stop. People want to open up at 5 every day.
Every day. I don't know about that.
You thinking about it?
I don't know about that. I like 9 o'clock.
Yeah, you're not thinking about it long. Yeah, all right, right. I got a reference here. I'm going to have to check this out. Somebody gave me a website about the Mississippi Wildlife Commissioner cited for hunting turkeys over bait. Maybe it's a true story.
There you go.
We'll check it out during the break. Before we take the break, tell people what's ahead for the rest of the day here.
So today is our spring fling. It's our big sale. So every year, this time of the year in the spring, we have you come by and we have deep discounts on things. We have the guys from Safe Floor out here. We're going to have some reps. David O'Donnell will be out here. Shimano's guys will be out here. We're going to be frying some fish for people. We have whiskey tasting with 10 cup whiskey. It's going to be a big day.
Ooh, whiskey drinking and telling lies. That's going to be going on here all
Absolutely.
Day today. And you got the turtle box, too.
The turtle box. Yeah, we have a giveaway. So every time when you check out today, you're going to be able to sign up for our rewards points. And then also we're going to put your name into a little hat, and we're going to draw a turtle box later on this afternoon.
I'll tell you what, you guys do a great job of selecting merchandise. This is the type of stuff. You're not going to find anything here that works in Pennsylvania
somewhere. We keep it local.
Yeah,
we keep it local.
It's a good store, good selection of merchandise. And unfortunately, you don't open at 5 every morning, but what are your regular hours here?
We're open Monday through Friday from 9 to 6, and then on Saturdays we're from 9 to 5. Closed on Sundays.
Do y'all do any repair?
We do. We do all rod and reel repair.
People always asking me, rod and reel repair, you know, where can I get it done?
Oh, yeah, we do it every day, all day. You know, people are breaking rods every day, smashing them in doors.
Yeah, and they're telling stories how the fish broke them.
Yeah,
and the trunk slam. We got the cars get trunk lids, get more rods than fish will ever do. That's for sure.
That's right.
But they can fix them here at Marsh and Bayou. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We got the Plastic Man down the river. He's going to give us a report there. And you're going to hear from a pitcher for LSU who's also a duck hunter and a fisherman. His name is Cade Woods, and he's going to be featured on this week's Tigers in the Wild, which you can see on Bayou Wild TV. We'll tell you more details coming back after this on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. Ben, you would love this guy, the Plastic Man, because you got all this plastic for sale.
There's plastic everywhere.
He's your market. Hey, Captain Ryan, what's going on, buddy?
Good morning. Good morning. Just got back last night and drove right to Burris.
From where?
From the Bahamas, bone fishing all week.
Oh, you were there all week, huh? How'd that go?
Oh, my goodness, it was wonderful. Man, it's good. You know, it's just the water's crystal clear. You can see every fish. Bonefish, they are so exciting. I mean, they will, when you set the hook, they'll get in your back so fast you can't even believe it. They're like rockets. They're strong little fish, man. They're fun.
Were you fishing them with a fly rod or conventional tackle?
Fly rod, always a fly rod down there. But I had some plastic because I was using a pink gotcha, and it had some reflector, some little plastic reflector on it. A little sparkle. But, you know, feathers and plastic, that's what we do, buddy.
Describe what it's like a bonefish on a fly rod compared to, say, somebody that might have caught a redfish.
Well, they're very, very spooky. I mean, you can't lay the fly down close to them like you can a redfish. You know, a redfish, I go always 2x2, 2 foot in front of him, but two feet beyond him, further than him. But a bone, you have to lay it in front of them a few feet and let them come to it. But I tell you what, when you start stripping and you can see them come get it, oh, my word. When you set the hook, I mean, it's incredible. I mean, it's like an explosion. The biggest one I caught was about 8 pounds, but that's a good bone.
And you were fishing in that clear water where you can spot it a long distance?
Crystal clear, but you know what? They call them the gray ghosts for a reason. You can't spot them a long distance, you know. So sometimes you can. And down there, they get these, you know, if your guy gets lazy and takes you to these big schools, you know, hundreds of them. But there's too many sharks around because there's always 4 or 5 sharks guarding the school waiting for one of them to limp so you can eat them. So as soon as you hook it, you're going to get eaten by sharks. So, you know, it's better to go after onesies, twosies, fivesies instead because and they're bigger fish that way too. I like to pick my fish to see which one I want. You know, I don't want to just throw in a school of 1,000 fish and then let him get eaten. You know, I just assume I catch him as if he gets eaten. But the sharks down there are really bad, so you want a guy that's going to take you to, you know, do the work.
Why don't we have bonefish here?
This pristine water and it's pristine, crystal clear. And they don't, you know, I don't think they can take the cold either. You know, the same thing with snook. They can't take the cold, and they like really nice water.
Mm-hmm. Well, we don't have nice water here. We have pretty mean water.
We got mean water, and it gets cold. You know, our water stays pretty cold because of the Mississippi River. In the wintertime, it's 40-something degrees. So that, you know, it keeps our water down a few degrees. But, you know, the river's at 5.3 right now. It's going to be a great summer, I tell you. It's, we're going to have a lot of trout, a lot of reds. I hear that the reds limit will come down in June to 4.
People were talking about that, and they were wondering when, if it is finally adopted, when it would become effective.
I'm here in June.
June, huh? Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, it doesn't matter. You know, it's going to take 2 more years. We'll get them all back, and then we'll have tons of redfish to play with. You know, it's not always about eating them. You know, I like to eat them too, but I like my trout. But I wish we had groupers in them like they do there. You know, groupers and, you know, maybe some snappers and stuff close. And that's great eating fish, and that's good sport too. There's so much.
Y'all gearing up, anybody there gearing up to do the snapper thing? It's getting ready to open on the 15th.
It's getting close.
Yeah, I think Cody's new boat's at 25, and I know Jake likes to do it, and Tori likes to do it. So we'll have a few of them going up to snappers, and, you know, I like the triple tails and that kind of stuff. So, yeah, we'll be after it. You know, it's going to open pretty soon. We'll have to make a move on them. We don't like to go too far out, though. You know, it takes a big boat to go out there. You know, you can pick your day and you go out 7 miles at least. You know, they go even further than that. But, you know, you just pick your day. But it sure is good eating fish, huh?
Yeah, but you know what you got to be careful of is, you know, because of the redfish not being able to be kept out there, if you go out there and you catch redfish and you put them on your boat and then you go out into the Gulf after the snapper, you could get in, you know, get in a bind there.
Yeah, you can't do it backwards. You got to go get
that. You got to do it the other way. Catch the snapper first and fish your reds in.
Right. So the customer has to decide which one he wants. He wants to go after the snappers and all. We got to do that first, and then come back and get that, you know. But there's regular redfish out there as well. A lot of bulls out there. And trout, different times of year you get on them trout. So we like it all. But the trout's biting now, and as usual, the boys limit out on reds every day. I mean, it's almost a given with these guys. I mean, they're so good at that.
You know, well, if somebody wants to get in on it, Ryan, what's the easiest way to do it?
Easiest way is to call me direct on my phone at 504-559-5111, or they can go to CajunFishingAdventures.com and check out the lodge and, you know, the guides and all that good stuff and get with us like that. But like I said, the best way to do it is either call me or the office and we'll make it happen.
You know, somebody told me that they were surprised when they called you on that 559-5111. They didn't get a robot. They didn't get someone that had a challenge with the English language. They didn't get a menu. They got you. You answered the phone.
This is not a fishing business. It's an entertainment business. And if you don't take the time to be with your customers, you know, you're not going to be successful.
Well stated. All right, Captain Ryan, thank you for the report. Enjoy yourself down there. Glad you had a good bone fishing trip. And now it's time to get back to work here.
Time to go to work, my man. I'm going to go bone. I'm going to go fly fish a redfish today.
Go get them.
All right, buddy. We'll see you.
All right. That's our plastic man, Captain Ryan Lambert. All right, coming next, we're going to talk to a pitcher for LSU. I'm talking about Cade Woods, and he's also an outdoorsman. And he's also featured on this week's episode of Tigers in the Wild, which you can see on Bayou Wild TV. We'll be back with Cade right after this pause. You're listening to The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. And there's some familiar music if you are an LSU fan. And we've got a Tigers in the Wild preview, and it's a presentation of Sunshine Equipment, your hometown John Deere dealer. And we're talking with Cade Woods, pitcher for the LSU Tigers and also an outdoorsman. Cade, good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Don.
Hey, listen, you guys kept me up late last night. I was very entertained by the game. Unfortunately, it did not end up in the greatest way, did it?
No, you know, that's a tough one. But, you know, guys played great, and, you know, we got one more to take the series from them, so I think we got it.
Yep, 2 o'clock this afternoon, and could be the first series victory for the SEC for the season. Let's hope it happens. Hey, tell us about your pitching, where you went to high school, and your little stint over at Alabama, and now you're over at LSU.
Yes, sir. So I started out at Ouachita Christian, a small little private school in Monroe, Louisiana, and thankfully got to go play at the University of Alabama. You know, great school. Was there for 2 years, pitched for 1 year, had some injury the first time through. And, you know, had a good enough year to, you know, get seen and get back home to LSU, and I couldn't be more grateful for that.
Well, great, and looking for big things from you. We enjoyed you and Alec Malazzo going out to Hackberry Rod and Gun with the Stancils and doing a blast and cast. Tell us how that went.
Oh, that was a blast. You know, it was so much fun. We got there early, got to hang out, and then got to eat some great food. Woke up and had a good shoot in the morning. You know, I had real fun. You know, got to ride around the boat, actually got our limit, and then went out afterwards and, you know, got to go out and it was a little bit slow, got out on the water a little bit late, but, you know, it's still fun just getting it wet, you know, and having good times with all the guys. And, you know, one of the better hunts I've ever been a part of down south, and especially at that time of the year, so you know, I wouldn't trade it for anything.
Yeah, and hunting and fishing is nothing new to you. You grew up doing that up in North Louisiana.
Oh, yeah, of course. You know, like I said, anything you can think of, I probably hunted it or, you know, stalked it, you know, something that flies, anything. So it's not new to me or my family.
How tough was it teaching Alex how to knock those ducks down? Was he a pretty easy learner or hard learner?
You know, I think I had to teach him anything. And I wouldn't tell him this to his face, but he might be a better shot than me.
Yeah, but we won't let him hear that at all. Yeah, well, you know, what else are the plans you got going on after baseball season as far as doing any hunting or fishing? What you looking forward to?
You know, I haven't really thought that much into it, but, you know, I'd like to, you know, for me, I just like to get back out into the outdoors and, you know, just kind of doing my own thing. But for now, I think we're focusing on getting these wins and staying in the win column. And, you know, if we're winning, everybody in Baton Rouge is happy. So we got to stay focused right now. But, you know, if an opportunity comes where I can get to the outdoors and possibly do some fishing, you know, that's definitely going to be the first thing on my mind.
Well, you got a national championship to win before you can do that. And I just want to let you know, I've already put a message in to Coach Johnson to get you some more pitching time. So you should be looking forward to that.
That sounds great.
We'll be looking forward to seeing you. Number 25, right, for people that want to take a look at you on the field?
Yes, sir.
25 on your jersey, number one in at least some folks' heart. And I got to tell you, we really enjoyed getting with you and Alex and doing that feature. And I think people will love watching y'all shooting ducks and catching fish, and it'll be on this week's episode of Bayou Wild TV. It's called Tigers in the Wild, and it's a presentation of Sunshine Equipment, your hometown John Deere dealer. Okay, good luck on the rest of the season, and good luck on your fishing and hunting adventures, and thanks for making a really great episode. I think people are going to enjoy watching and hearing from you guys.
Yes, sir. Well, thank you so much for having me again. Had a blast.
All right. Good luck on this afternoon's game.
Sounds good. Thank you, Mr. Don.
All righty, Cade. There he goes, Cade Woods, pitcher for LSU. Well, Ben, that's about all the damage we can do on the radio. We get ready.
Right,
it goes fast, huh?
It goes fast.
Well, you were waiting on customers, too. They came in here early.
It's early.
That was nice of the Bourgeois clan to come back in here and bring
that's
us a little breakfast
nice.
Here.
It
huh?
was.
I want to thank those guys for coming
in. It's going to be
in.
Tasty.
And you're going to have some fried fish later on. We got to find Chris.
We got a big day over here at Martian Bayou Outfitters, that's for sure.
We got lots of sales going on and some prizes to give away. And the fling goes on all afternoon.
Till 5 o'clock. Come on.
Looking forward to Blaine Salter coming over here and Tin Cup Whiskey.
That's right. Whiskey
drink
tasting.
Drink a couple of shots of whiskey and then tell your story.
And first, we got Nola Rose coming with some coffee, so and then we'll have that.
All right. Well, come on over and see us. That's Ben Tiblier. I'm Don Dubuque. You've been listening to The Outdoor Show. We'll be back again next week. I got a text in. Somebody wants me to get rid of the Bad Boys Outdoors completely and add another fishing report. That ain't happening. That might be an alumnus of the Bad Boys wanting that message, because that is everybody's favorite feature, bringing wrongdoers to justice. And by the way, I think I got a lead on my next week's Bad Boy, that Wildlife and Fishery Commissioner. We'll find out about it. Tune us in next week. Thanks for joining us, Outdoors with Don Dubuque.